Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Why did I nearly have a panic attack regarding meat yesterday while in Pick and Save?
What?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Oh, God.
We both had panic attacks over meat markets yesterday.
Allie at a Home Depot looking for dudes and Gibbons looking for literal meat.
So we mentioned on the air yesterday that it was National Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I said, I believe it was off the air, that I was going to go to Pick and Save and get me some meat to cook in my slow cooker.
In fairness, you said, what the hell's the difference between corned beef and pastrami?
Yes.
Which I said, I don't know, but they're both the bomb. Continue.
So I go to Pick and Save, and I'm ready to get me some meat. I got my whole
plan. So what are you getting, pastrami or corned beef? You're getting pastrami?
Whatever the hell is there and available. I don't care.
Either one, yeah.
And in my head, based on what my friends have told me, I'm thinking you take this piece of meat, you put it in the slow cooker, you throw a spice here, a spice there, 2 cups of water, and you wait. So I get there, and I can't find the meat.
Oh, God.
I walk through the meat section. I walk through the dairy section. I walk through the bakery section.
Oh, my God. I buy corned beef all the time in the meat section.
I do a lap around the store. Yes, Riggs?
I was going to say, sometimes they have the actual meat, like, on the wall, and then they have, like, a little section outside of it in those little containers with, like, chicken and other frozen things. They
like
put, like, seafood in there. Yeah, the open,
like,
air ones.
Yeah, your waist.
Yeah, we can kind of look over and browse them as opposed to being
that
on the wall. Okay, good.
Nothing.
All right.
Then I finally go, all right, I'm finally going to ask somebody. I go to who I think is the butcher. Hey, butcher guy, I'm trying to get some corned beef or pastrami, whatever you guys have out. Do you have that back there? And the guy goes, I was just about to put some corned beef out here. So I'm like, yes, yes. All right. So now I know that I've got corned beef and not pastrami. I get the meat and I start looking up recipes for it. And every
you got the corned beef like in a bag, like I told you, with the seasonings inside of it.
Yes.
You literally throw it in a crock pot and leave it.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that is the simplest, most awesome meal ever.
How can you possibly be panicking? Where's this?
So
what's the panic?
Because I look up the recipes for this corned beef because it doesn't say on the
It's on the back of the bag.
I looked and it wasn't there, okay?
Lies,
so I look and I see potatoes and you got a mince and onion and I start to freak out. Oh, God. But then I find one that's simple. Get some onion soup powder.
Yeah.
Add some water to that.
You add more to their general spice packet?
Yes, but it was after 20 minutes of being in the store searching for this onion powder that I can't find. I ask one person. The guy says,
onion powder?
Onion powder would be by
the amateur.
It'd be by the spices. Yeah.
It's like the most general spice I use.
Cinnamon, pepper, salt, onion powder, garlic powder.
I'm looking with like the taco seasonings and all. I ask a guy there.
God.
The guy says aisle 12 on the left. I look on aisle 12 on the left 7 times. I can't find it. I'm on my Snapchat freaking out. Radio Gibbons. I'm starting to sweat. My heart rate's going.
Dude, corned beef is so good you don't even need spices.
I get to the point where I'm like, screw this. I'm going to put the meat back. This was not meant to be. I'm out.
What?
And then I see a little something. It says, slow cooker for corned beef. It's a powder form, something or another. I grab that bad boy. I get out. And I'm like, all right, I got what I need.
You've got the corned beef.
I'm almost hyperventilating.
Okay.
By the time I get home, I'm telling you, I'm totally freaked out for no reason.
You don't need to be. Okay, go ahead.
By the time I get home, I put the little seasonings in there. Yeah. I throw the meat in there. The meat cooks for like 8 hours, and it's going to be good. But by the time I thought it was done, I wasn't sure that it was done, and I was gun-shy about eating it with my stomach issues. I was like, we got a meat thermometer, checked it. One piece would say it was 120 degrees. Uh-huh. One piece would say it was 160 degrees.
I have so many thoughts.
Yes, Allie?
One, it's not chicken, Gibbons. It's meat. People eat raw meat all the time. It's called tuna tartare.
Well, it's not chicken. It's meat.
Or steak tartare. I mean, not tuna steak. Steak tartare. So I've had like raw meat before, just so you know. And that's like a thing. And it's okay. It's not chicken.
So
it's beef.
Checked it with the meat thermometer.
And 8 hours in a crock pot, it was probably burnt. Quite frankly.
It wasn't
I'm shocked that you let it go that long and was worried it wasn't cooked.
So my girlfriend goes, listen, I'll eat it. And if I get sick, you know that it was bad. My girlfriend eats it, said it was the best cut of meat ever.
Of course. Yeah. It's corned beef. Hello.
I was so flippin' freaked out that after 8 hours of cooking this damn thing, guess what I had for dinner last night? I kid you not.
Oh, God, what?
A ham and cheese sandwich.
Get out of here.
I swear, I was
You're grounded.
So scared.
You are grounded
so
from
now,
life.
In my fridge right now is a perfectly good 4-pound piece of corned beef.
That you could have eaten raw, technically, if you wanted to, but I wouldn't advise it.
That I could have eaten the whole time that was cooked completely, but I had mentally screwed myself all day long over this crap.
Wait, let's play a game here. Gibbons,
yes.
You go to a steakhouse, or maybe you just sit Outback, whatever.
Okay.
Same thing. How would you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's another discussion for another day.
You stop eating a medium well after you're 10, dude.
Yes.
But anyway, what do normal people say? They say medium, medium rare.
Uh-huh. Medium rare plus.
Gibbons, it's not fully cooked if it's medium rare. They might die or get sick. Trying to explain to him that meat is like...
What was your whole freak out about? It was just that it wasn't cooked right? It wasn't cooked all the way?
Were you worried about pleasing other people?
No, no.
Like, what was it?
The freak out started with... It was multiple freak outs. The freak out, the inability to find the meat.
Uh-huh.
The inability to find the onion soup mix.
That you didn't need.
That I didn't need.
Uh-huh.
The inability to figure out how to properly cook it because I followed the instructions distinctly.
There's nothing to do. It's so easy.
You put it in the damn crock pot, dump the seasonings that come with it out of the bag, the corned beef bag, and you let it sit and walk away.
Yes.
And then it was the fear of eating meat that wasn't fully cooked and getting sick.
Allie, this is like having a grown child.
It really is.
He's like having
it's
a grown
amazing.
Child.
We teach him stuff every day. I mean, just the fact alone that I'm having to tell him it was not chicken.
Oh, we have to tell him where the spices are, onion powder would be.
Which is like the only spice I actually know how to use on the regular.
Let's remember how this whole thing started, this whole break here, with me saying I have no business being an adult out there in the world.
Have I
proven my point?
You have.
Or have
you're
I proven
taking,
my
you
point?
Need to take steps to continue doing it.
I can't believe you didn't eat it.
Yeah.
Well, now
that's
I got
the worst part of it.
I got lunch and dinner for weeks now.
Thank goodness.
Good.
Well, lunch because you're gonna eat it all. Trust
you're
me.
Damn
it's
right.
So good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.